Testicles.
I'll put that on Insta there. Hang on.
Look, mate. Wait. What is this one? Food. What are you putting on that one? What my face am I doing on that?
Fucking hell.
He's a pretty good picture on Instagram, my boy. Am I starting?
Not yet.
40,000 more. Ooh, this is for the Red Abs. This is our anthem. Boo. This is for the Red Abs. This is for the Red Abs, like, yo. Don't talk to me. We don't talk cookies. We're never gonna be alone. You know what's on the outside.
You've done a minute of that. You've got one like already.
Oh, is it? Wait, ready?
Yeah, go on. You can remember this episode's a minute in.
Minute in already?
No, when you edit.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Two Random Sheets. On this week's episode, we have dessert.
This is the sound of silence. I'm starving. Play the music.
You didn't tell him what this episode was about. You just went to starve and play the music.
Yeah. Ah, see?
He's too clever. That's too what clever
for my own good.
You outsmarted me then.
Too clever for my own good.
Outwitted.
We have an episode about food. This is your idea. You'll sit, look at the notes.
3 pages.
I thought you was working this afternoon.
3 pages.
I might as well just sit back and listen. So nice. This is come from, you explain.
Well, basically.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
This is the sound.
I hurt myself today. We've just been singing.
We just had band practice.
First
come straight
band
from
practice.
Band practice.
The date is the 3rd of October. August 2000.
This will probably go out the 3rd of October.
But just let people
we're
know,
on the trail.
This is the 3rd of August, and we have had the first ever singing thing.
Singing practice.
That song will be out soon.
Choir practice. It's probably number one by the time this episode
of course it's number one already. Just knocked off by Ed Sheeran.
This is for the randoms.
This is for the randoms like you.
It's like we've just come from the studio to the studio.
We have now.
We've got two studios.
We've got two studios.
Two studios. So this, explain the episode.
Right, this episode is a quick episode. It's a filler. It's basic.
No, it's not a filler. There's no filling in.
There's some British foods.
What a biscuit.
No, mate, I'm eating a chewing gum. First time ever studio chewing gum.
You can't chew in
a
studio.
This is for the red. I hurt myself today. Right, so this episode is basically British food that people do not understand that is actually British.
Right, and this come from you watching the telly, didn't
I? I was watching old Gretzky.
No, isn't it not foreign food that we fit?
Foreign food we thought was foreign, but it's actually British.
It's actually British, yes. Because he was watching Greg Wallace.
I was watching
this episode
Inside the Factory.
Greg Wallace.
Yeah, I was watching Inside the Factory with old Gregsky, the old app boy.
Yeah, boy.
He was, he said spaghetti bolognese is an English invented dish. And okay. This got me thinking. I was thinking, oh, I always thought spaghetti bolognese was Italian. But it's not. Spaghetti bolognese is English.
Really? Yeah. Is that true, though? Because I've done a little Google search today when I was doing something for a list.
Greg lied to me.
Well, I think bolognese is technically Italian.
Yeah, but they won't have
origin.
It. They won't have it. With watch Greg Wellis Inside the Factory, episode 2, pasta.
Right. So what do the Italians do that we do differently?
They use tagliatelle.
Tagliatelle?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, do they?
Yeah, they won't use spaghetti.
But and is their bolognese sauce different as well?
No. There's
just tagliatelle. They don't use linguine, spaghetti.
Linguine, that's what I meant, actually.
Linguine?
Yeah, the flatter one.
Yes, a flat spaghetti. They use linguine.
But linguine is not spaghetti. So that's why they
don't. No, well, all the pastas have got their own names.
Yeah, because they all come from different regions.
And all the different pastas as well suit a different sauce.
Yes.
Like a different pasta will suit a different. And like them shells would be better with like a creamy sauce because it holds the shell.
Did you watch this programme?
No, I'm just knowledgeable. I've got a brain the size of a planet.
Did you watch it, didn't you?
No, I swear I didn't. I didn't.
Oh,
I just know a little bit. I know a little bit
because that
right
there is exactly off
the
show.
Yeah, the different pastas, the different sauces go with different pastas.
But each pasta comes from a different region. So
I didn't know that.
Each region invent their own little pasta.
Yeah, farfalle and pappardelle and
sag salad,
Maradona and all that sort of
stuff. Yeah, there's all loads of them.
Yeah.
There's 190.
So the spaghetti bolognese, as we have it in England, isn't in Italy, you're not going to get a spaghetti.
If you go into Italy,
you could get a bolognese, but it'd be served with linguine.
Probably at the times are now. If you went there and said spaghetti bolognese, they're going to bring you a bloody spaghetti bolognese. But if you're in like a non-tourist place of Italy, say, and you go to Mama's house, and you say I'll have spaghetti bolognese, she's probably eating you with a wooden spoon.
Oh.
They don't like it. This woman on this programme was furious.
What, Italian woman?
Yeah.
I know that I've seen a, I think it was Rick Stein in Venice.
Oh, right.
And which is in Italy, isn't it? Venice is in Italy, isn't it?
Let's just say yes.
Yeah, the road, the place with all the canals.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think that's Venice. In Italy.
Yeah.
And there's places there that refuse to serve pizza and pasta.
Yes,
because obviously it's full of tourists.
Yep.
They refuse to even serve pizza and pasta. So you go in there, so you've got to have something traditional.
Because tourists think that's all they sell.
They think Italian food is pizza and pasta.
It is.
And it's in, but I think, yeah, it's everything. But it's an Italian food very basic. It's like 3-4 ingredients per dish.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's quite basic.
So yeah, so that's where the origin of this episode
thinking.
Come from.
So I've got this. I've got this little list that I'm going to run through first of all.
So this is what is this? Is this food that is like we you think might, is foreign, but it's English?
It's
and
actually
adapted
English.
It.
Yeah,
we've adapted it.
No,
to
we might have on this list. We might have invented it.
I
as
bet
well.
There's a few curries on
here. There's a. It's a curveball. No,
okay,
it's not
right.
Your standard list.
Let's go through the list of foods from elsewhere this, that are actually.
Right, there's it's 1 to 17. I might not use them all, but.
Yeah, we'll discuss.
It's not a top 10 list.
As the episode prolongs, we'll discuss each dish in turn.
It's not a top 10 list, no.
All right, son. I've got a top 10.
Pop noodle.
Pop noodle.
It says, although everyone thinks this is American, it was actually invented here.
Pop noodle. I didn't think it was American. I thought it was... I remember when I was like 6. Pop noodle's around for like 30 years, mate.
But yeah, that's the thing. No. People think it was created by Japanese, sorry.
Okay.
Not Americans. Hula hoops.
Sorry, I had a mouthful of Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
What, the crisps, hula hoops?
Yeah.
Right, they're British?
British.
Okay. Potato chips, they call them in America, wouldn't they? Crisps.
Well, if they started here, they must be hula hoops. Apple pies.
Apple pies, English.
Yep.
Everyone knows apple pies.
Yep, sure. Right, this one going to do your legs.
Right.
Lasagna.
What, that's English?
Shall I read
yeah,
this?
Yeah, read,
and
right,
this
tell
is
me the, tell
a,
me the
a
facts
credible
of Google.
Source of Google.
Okay.
The Independent.
All right.
So you take that one, wouldn't you? Independent. Mm-hmm. It's not The Sun.
Yeah, The Independent's a broadsheet rather than a tabloid newspaper.
Yeah. Okay. You don't believe this one. You're sure it's Italian. You're obviously sure. But no, English again. Although when we invented it in the 13th century, it didn't contain tomatoes.
Mental. What, it was just like mints and white sauce?
Mental.
I know that we've adapted. Because you can get like chicken tikka lasagna. I mean, that's wrong. That's wrong. I just think that's wrong. That's Britain going.
You would have said lasagna,
Italian, all day long.
Yeah, not.
Okay.
The Italians won't be happy with our claims.
If people want to email in, if you're Italian or not, if you have Italian heritage or not, is that not racist?
Mamma mia, why is it? He says it.
When I say my name is Ivan, I come from.
He says it on the little.
Oh yeah, Mamma Mia. Oh yeah, the Don.
Mamma Mia! It's a Mia
Mario! If you are Italian and you like his accent, can you email us and tell us what your thoughts are?
It's a
Mia Mario! Tworandomsheets@gmail.com. Tell us what your thoughts are. Or any other foods you might think we might not be aware of.
Number
whatever it is. Next one.
Curries. This you can fill in the gaps after this. We famously invented the tikka masala, but it turns out the Balti is another dish we are trying to pretend is it's Indian. It basically originated from Birmingham.
Right, okay.
So chicken tikka masala.
We all knew that was British.
And a Baltis.
I think, isn't Balti something that it's cooked in though, rather than a sauce or anything like that? It's a way of cooking it that must have, because Birmingham's like the curry capital of England, isn't it? I think it was
the curry ski, yeah.
But I knew this. If you go to any Indian restaurant in England, you can get dishes that you would never get in India. But India again is regional.
Yeah,
India again,
true.
When you watch
that's
all these
true.
Travel programs and cooking programs around the world.
But half of this is to do with this country's been around for so long.
Yeah, we're trying to claim back everything that we did have back in the day.
I might do a quick fire round here. Wagon wheels.
Right, I didn't know they were British.
Wyvita.
No, I didn't. No, I would have thought they would have been like Danish or something like that.
Turkey dinosaurs, Bernard Matthew.
Yeah, that's just rubbish, isn't it?
Golden syrup.
Right, okay, yeah. I mean, that goes back to Egyptian times.
How about
though,
this one, though? This one invented in...
Do you reckon the Egyptians were in England?
This one goes back... I don't know. This one goes back to 1767.
So that's quite a long time ago.
Fizzy water.
Fizzy water, really? Carbonated water. Somebody added some sparkle to a little bit
this
of river
one,
water.
This one threw me a little bit.
Go on.
Let me just read this little bit. It became popular in Taiwan. This one, the next two, throw me. Kit Kat.
Yeah, because didn't we invent chocolate?
All right.
I don't know that.
This one, corn.
Corn?
Yeah.
Oh, like the veggie alternative to meat.
I thought it invented that.
No, Linda McCartney.
No, corn.
Well, she didn't invent it, did she? But
right.
She was Linda McCartney was a champion of vegetarian food. She made
a corn
vegetarian food more available to the public. So she started putting out Linda McCartney's sausages, Linda McCartney's, when she was still alive, bless her.
Still alive.
And it made it a little, you'd go down the freezer aisle in Tesco's and there would only be one little bit at the end. You look now, it's half of the freezer.
That's true, you're right there.
And that started from Linda McCartney, but I didn't know that we invented corn. I thought that would have been a lab somewhere else in the world.
Party rings.
Some biscuits with the icing. Oh, they ruin your teeth. You had them. When you're eating them, your teeth are like on edge.
It's, you know what it is? 90% sugar in it.
Oh, even thinking about it makes my legs feel funny.
One of, this is both of our favourites. Weetabix. I've got the shakes. Reading.
Or wheat bisques. Weetabix gives us the shakes, listeners. We have a thing where,
you know
when you have, it's almost like you need a sugar rush and you get a bit sweaty and you come over funny and a bit shaky and you got to have a chocolate biscuit or something just to get rid of that. I don't know if it's like the opposite of a diabetic hypo or something like that. But we've penned it down. We've taken 4 years of research and Weetabix could be the cause. We think... Not anymore, I don't. And since I stopped eating it, I ain't had the shakes.
There we go. I think it is...
And Adam had the shakes twice this week.
It is one...
And he'd had Weetabix.
One day. One of the days.
Oh, yeah, one of the days.
Oh, anyway. Jaffa cakes.
Okay. A biscuit or a cake?
Chocolate bars, but we knew this chocolate bars, didn't we?
Well, I think... I'm sure chocolate is English. But then the cocoa bean is from, like, Brazil or something.
I'll read a bit of spill. Although chocolate was already used as an ingredient in desserts and drinks... Until 1847, you couldn't eat it on its own.
Ah.
Fries, who still produce chocolate today, but owned by Cadbury's, were the first Clever Cogs to make a chocolate bar in 1847. They also invented the first ever chocolate Easter egg.
That's our informant. This is the most informative podcast you ever need to listen to.
You see what chocolate bar I was eating today?
You had a fries cream slice or whatever it's called. August the 3rd, did you say it was?
Yeah.
I gave up chocolate in March, still ain't had a bar. Time this goes out, I've decided that I'm going to have, when I come off the wagon, I'm going to have giant chocolate buttons.
But we've sold that earlier. Chocolate buttons.
Giant chocolate buttons. Yeah, I'm having a whole big bag, 5 minutes gone.
You couldn't get them a couple of years ago.
When I relent and fall off that wagon.
You know when that'd be? Trial.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Might be.
Maybe.
Last one. Go on. Then we can pull your list out.
Oh, don't worry about my
sandwiches.
List. The Earl of Sandwich. There's a place.
He's now dividing.
There's
the
a place in Kent called Sandwich, and it was the Earl of Sandwich said sat about. Why can't I have a something for me lunch?
Exactly.
I've got a brain the size of a planet. So the Earl of Sandwich. There's a famous golf course there. They have the British Open. Play golf there every sort of 7-8 years, I think.
So that's basically this week's episode done. So
see you later.
You've got some notes. You've got a list.
I have. Right. Yeah.
Go straight into the list
before I come to me notes. The thing that I was saying about the lasagna, the chicken tikka lasagna, people do... When you watch these cooking programmes on the telly, because I do watch quite a lot of them, I think they're always looking to try and change things, and I don't always think it's for the better. And when it becomes like a ready-produced meal, like this chicken tikka, I know I'm going on about the same thing, but it's the only example I can think of. Whether lasagna is English or Italian or whatever, wherever its origins are, why do people have to say, well, hang on a minute, in England we like chicken tikka and we like lasagna... Let's put the two together. This is like the restaurant mashup from the other week. Because sometimes it don't work. Have you had one in chicken? You can get them. They multi make them in Iceland, right?
The boy
frozen
loves them.
Chicken tikka lasagna.
No.
You ever tasted their shit?
I was thought you was thinking something else. You know you can get Cornish pasty, but you can get Cornish pasty with chicken tikka inside.
Yeah, this is what I mean.
But the boy likes them.
Even all these, not just the pasty. These like slices. You get a steak bake. It used to be a steak bake.
And that was it.
Now you can get a katsu curry bake.
Yeah, you're right.
At a Griggs. It's just ridiculous. I don't want a katsu curry in a bake. We put too much emphasis
wine
on convenience.
Wine gum and hot dog.
Yeah, an hot dog flavour wine gum. Why would you want that? why would you want... Do you know what I mean? Why would you want an hamburger ice cream?
Yeah, you don't.
I'll tell you who's to blame. And I know who's to blame. And I like him.
Greg.
No, I don't like it.
Eston.
Eston Blumen. Because I was watching him the other night, an old one of his. And he was doing a take on breakfast.
Don't you like Eston?
No, I like Eston. I think he's really good. But he's to blame for all these...
crazy
things. Because he does like the famous snail porridge and things like that. He was making an English breakfast. So what he done was, the tomatoes were sausages. Because he got sausage meat and dipped them in a tomato jelly. And it looked like the tomato... He done Nutella on toast was bread... Is that your phone or mine?
It was one of our phones. One phone has gone off in the studio. It is actually mine.
It was Nutella. Is that a review of that song?
No, it was yours. It weren't mine.
I've only got a Twitter notification from our two random sheets Instagram photo.
That must have been that then.
No, it doesn't vibrate.
I never had a message.
Anyway, He was doing, he'd done Nutella on toast to go with the breakfast. But you know what Nutella was? Black pudding. So what I'm saying, I like Heston. I think some of his ideas are mad and I bet they're really interesting to taste. But get out of it. You can put it in there.
Is that all gone?
Yeah. But I do think that sometimes it's a step too far.
Yeah.
I really, really do. You don't, because he does these meals that it look like a cream slice. You bite into it and it's smoke tartare.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you think you're having it. And I know that throws your brain out. And I know that it's all about, oh, let's do it. Oh, go away.
Yeah, but it's good for a bit of fun, but you don't want that every day, do you? No, you don't want to get home and think you've
got
pizza.
You don't need that when
steak.
You go Iceland. No. Exactly. I don't want chicken tikka and lasagna. I don't really want a frozen lasagna.
It's all right for one off bit of fun.
I did, because it was food related, I did a list. I haven't done a list for ages.
So what you said?
Look, even in my notes, it's, this is the most expensive food items in the world.
Hold on, let's just stop you right there.
What?
Haven't you done this list before?
What, most expensive food? No, I haven't, because
it
I would have recognised.
For me.
No, when you, right. Oh, look, I've got all the lists from all the early episodes, right?
All right, then, read your list.
Yeah. This is no, nothing there. I've done a food list before.
You sure you ain't done the most? You ain't just reading. You ain't recycling.
Odd food.
Are you not recycling there?
No, I'm not.
It's been 80.
Odd food, Oscar winners. Look, this is back in episode fucking 7. Look, episode 9, Tarantino. Oh, no, we've never done.
Oh, was that meant to be episode 9?
Yes.
Or 90?
Look, pet food taster. There's no food lists whatsoever.
Sure? Right, start reading.
And trust me, I know, because some of these things I was reading, I was like, no.
Oh, all right, then I'm intrigued.
This is the sound of silence. Right, so we're starting. This is all in bucks. All prices
bucks. I'll take that.
So first on the list is Matsutake mushrooms. They are $1,000 per pound in weight.
How much is a pound of weight? Is that a bag of sugar?
A bag of sugar is £2. So half a bag of sugar of these mushrooms is $1,000. Right?
Whoa.
I haven't got any facts
is
about
it. Is that uncooked?
Them. Yeah, it's just these mushrooms. But they're from some region in wherever the mushrooms
are. All right, they're probably rare.
Number two, also $1,000. There's a bagel, and it's got truffle in it, goji berry jelly. Or it's Riesling-based goji berry jelly. Goji berry jelly. Try saying that when you're pissed. So it's a bagel, and it's just got truffle.
So it's just a cut bagel?
A cut bagel filled with, like, truffle, goji
berry. Have you ever tasted
berry
truffle?
Jelly. No, I've never had it.
It's not
is it horrible?
This?
Yeah, we'll come back to truffle later. There's a frittata. You know, frittata's like an omelette thing with potato in it and all that. So it's a big set egg. You know, like an omelette is set eggs, isn't it? Right? So an omelette is made of eggs and they get set. Well, a frittata is like a different version. It has potatoes in it and all that. And it's set.
You
can cut it in slices.
Like an omelette, but with potato.
Yeah, you can cut it into slices and serve it as like.
Oh, yeah, I think
yeah?
I know
so
what
there's
means
a frittata
now.
That's $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah, and it's got caviar and lobster and all that sort of stuff in it. $1,000.
Do you remember
frittata.
When caviar was this big, massive, hippie thing and now it's just.
Wagyu ribeye beef, right? A ribeye of Wagyu beef, which is them, I think they're from Japan.
How much was this? Was it a nugget as well?
$2,800.
So for is this for just a steak?
This
basically?
Is a ribeye of a Wagyu beef. But Wagyu beef, they are fed beer.
Ah, that's
and they
money.
Are hand massaged daily to get the most tender, perfect meat. And it's $2,800 for a ribeye.
Just for a steak. And they say, do you want chips for that? Are extra?
No, I ain't having chips. I'll have it take away as well.
How big do you reckon it is?
Imagine if you've asked for it medium rare and it comes up well done.
Oh, you're sending that.
You're eating someone. That bloke's getting a sack, isn't they? Yeah. The bloke who's cooked that's out the door.
Especially if that, because they can put it back in, but if they've overcooked it, someone's getting a sack.
But if it gets served, it should be served perfectly.
How much steak are you getting?
Well, ribeye. I mean, if a ribeye can be a big bastard cone, it can be like that.
I don't want to pay $2,000 for that. $2,000's 2 years of shopping for me.
I know. I'm home when it's £8 for a sirloin. And you had steak the other week, didn't you? You live like
that. Was from
king
the butchers.
King.
That was £20 for four.
That's
four
really
bits.
Good. That's really reasonable.
You see
price.
Them big bits I sent you on a picture? That day we cut them in half again. Because that was
No, I like.
But I ain't got a pan to fit them in. That was that big. Have you?
I've got a pan. You could do a good frittata in it. It's about that big, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Keep it on two obs.
That's one of the. No, it fits just about on one ring.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I ain't got
big
one.
Big old pan. I haven't got one in between. I've got a small one, big one, no in between. Cool, I can't even write. Right, so this is a salmon dari kazana. This is $3,200. It's a curry. Salmon dari kazana.
Is rice extra?
No, but naan bread is.
Naan bread.
Rice comes with it.
How much is it?
I saw the picture of this. It didn't look poncy. It looked like a curry. Although they put them on them rectangle plates, it was served really nicely. And you looked at that and didn't know what it was. You say, oh, that's a bit of a posh curry. But you wouldn't say it looked poncy. And you wouldn't say it looked $3,200.
Is that because of the salmon?
There's crab, lobster, caviar.
Oh, shit.
Among other things. I'm only reading out there because I didn't have room on my pad. to write it out.
This one made you laugh.
Pizza Royale 007.
What? Tell me the price before you explain what it is.
$4,200.
For Pizza Royale 007?
Yeah, because it's a take on Casino Royale. Some geezer somewhere, I think it might have even been in England, getting back to his Peter English.
Yeah, but tell me why this is worth £4,000.
It's got lobster and it's got 24 carat gold flakes on it.
But what?
I know, I don't understand. That's all that the description was.
What nutritional value is in...
I don't know, but you can say, no, shall I have pepperoni? Shall I have a meat feast? Oh, what's this one? Pizza Royale 007. I'll have one of them. $4,200.
You know, if you get something metal on your tooth and you...
Oh, no.
It'd be hitting that, wouldn't it?
No, it'd probably break my tooth.
I'd be scraping that gold off, put it in my pocket.
Yeah, I'd rob it. I'd get one delivered.
You've already paid for it.
I'd get one delivered. Yeah, and I'd phone up and say, it's been more than 30 minutes, mate, I'm having it for free.
Yeah.
Imagine that delivery driver, he's in bits. He ain't even going to get a job on a bike for Justine.
That delivery driver, when that turns up, that gold, there's going to be two flakes.
You're going to be doing like in that film, when it's like, no, there's 14 seconds to go, yet turn the lights off, he's just turned up.
Oh, yeah, you don't want
that. Oh, it's men behaving badly, that's it, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's men behaving badly. You'd go out and trip him up. You'd jump in front of him, like 100 yards up the road. Oh, he's going to be late.
Asking for directions.
Yeah, because you're getting $4,200 at the end of it.
Imagine it's burnt.
Imagine you taste it. Shit.
Imagine you tuck it in. But you in your head, you're trying to force yourself to like it, ain't you? Because you think
I've had this with a bottle of wine before. Years and years ago, I went through a phase of drinking lots and lots of wine. And I never pretended to be an expert, because I realised after a few months that every white wine tasted the same to me, and every red wine, and I couldn't tell one from the other. Yes, they had different tastes, but I couldn't taste walnut or apple orchards and all that.
Yeah,
some you could. Yeah. So, and I'd watch programmes and read things on how you meant to sup it and taste it. I did try, but I couldn't tell them apart. You do get different tastes in different wines. But to
how
me,
how long did you do this for?
Only for a few months. I went through the phase. but for me, if it tasted nice, I was happy. I didn't care if it tasted like wood chips and things like that. I wanted a mouthful. Do I like that? Yeah, I'll drink the bottle then.
Yeah.
So there used to be a program on Food and Drink. They used to have wines recommended.
I remember that Food. Yeah.
So one week I said, right, I'm going to buy their
recommendation.
Yeah, I'm going to buy their. So I bought an £8 bottle of white.
Because didn't they do like an expensive one? Or
yeah, and a medium and a cheap.
Yeah, I do remember.
So the £8 was the cheap one, and it was about $19.99 for the expensive one. So I didn't buy the middle one. I bought the cheap and I bought the expensive one. And I have to be honest, the expensive one was.
Oh, was it?
I can't even remember what the wine was. No, because people say, oh, you can get a £6 bottle of wine and it tastes the same.
Did you find these all right?
But, yeah, because they said what shops sold them.
Oh, okay.
So I went down them shops and got them just to see. And it was nicer, but it wasn't a case of, you've got to buy that wine, it's 20 quid, but oh my God, it's amazing.
Was it?
It was a nice glass of wine, but so was the £8 bottle. The point isn't, oh yeah, you can get a bottle, because you probably can get a bottle of £6 that's really nice. You can probably get a bottle that's 150 quid that's really nice, but you might get a bottle that's 150 quid to shit, or you might get a £6 bottle of shit.
The shit, yeah.
It's taste buds, isn't it? It's your own.
Taste buds.
And it goes back to what you say, you're going to want it. If someone says, try this bottle of wine, it's 43 years old, 1962 vintage.
You're going to want
to
sip it.
You're going to want to taste it, and you are going to want to like it. But if you don't, you don't fucking like it. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I did try an expensive, for me, £20 an expensive bottle of wine, and it was nice. But
yeah,
I wouldn't
that's
go
like champagne. For
I wouldn't price. Go. It was miles better than the £8 bottle, but it was nicer. £8 bottle was fine. It wasn't horrible. Fine.
It wasn't double better.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't worth that money. Do you know what I mean? I know wine since.
No,
it does. Right, so we've got this one. The next two are weird. They're sort of similar, but they're not in the price. So $6,100 for a Dansuki watermelon. So right. this watermelon's in Japan, and apparently it's got a sweeter flavour than a normal watermelon. And in the first...
Is watermelon the red one?
Yeah. In the first harvest of this year, they only reaped 65 of these watermelons. So they're expensive because they're not constantly being
produced.
But
it goes back to the rare thing.
Yeah, it does. It goes back. You're paying for the fact that there isn't many of them.
Yeah, you're going to be the only person
so
in the world
that has one. So that was $6,100.
For 1 million, just
right,
a
so
bit
there's
sweet.
Now this other thing called Ubari melons, right?
What were you calling me?
A Ubari melon. That's a cantaloupe melon, right, which is the round one. Yeah, these Ubari melons. Someone pays for a pair of Ubari melons $28,872.
Who's were they? Pam Anderson's?
No, it's a couple. It was a businessman in Hong Kong or something.
But why did he pay that for them?
I don't know, because they're obviously quite rare.
Do you reckon he cut them off at one of these?
I don't know.
$28,000. It's just a
I thought someone was coming in through the window. Yeah, nearly 29 grand for two melons. It's ridiculous. 14.5k for a miller. Ridiculous. Yeah. So then we got the last two, which are the most expensive. Well, no, because this isn't expensive as the last one, but it was. Right, so caviar. Almas caviar.
There's like a
$25,000.
What?
Comes in a 24 carat gold. 24 gold carat.
But why can't it just
24
come in,
carat gold.
Why can't it just come carat. In a little glass jar?
Because it wouldn't be 25 grand then, would it? It comes in a tin. 24 carat gold. So I don't know what order to say carat or gold in.
So the tin's metal.
The tin's gold. Tin's gold and it's got caviar in it. $25,000. The most expensive thing. Now, I don't know if this is done pound for pound. There wasn't
this
pound for pound.
We won't go down pound for pound.
This is an Italian white Albert truffle, which sold for $160,406. No. And it was only £3 in weight.
How big's £3?
It's a bag of sugar and half more.
So, quite a big truffle, Nick.
There was a picture of it. It's like that. So, we're talking about as big as a watermelon. So, a cantaloupe melon.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Say that sort of size.
That's big for a
truffle, yeah. And I think with them sorts of things, you can probably get 9,000 dishes out of it. Because if you see them shave a truffle on the telly, you only do a little bit. But 160 and a half grand
that's
for
stupid.
That truffle. And it's £3. It's a thing.
Imagine
like
if
that.
You're out looking for... You've got a farm.
That's dearer than a Ferrari.
Yeah, but imagine if you've got a farm... And you've got your pig looking out for them because they find a bit of pigs find them. I'm saying,
yeah.
You're sitting there thinking, and you already know farmer next door. He's got £160,000 truffle.
Yeah, you're scrubbing that.
You look round and that pig's legging it with something big, massive, white thing in his mouth. You're having that pig, you're monkeying the trees.
Oh,
and
you're coming down. You ain't stopping until you've got it.
He's running, and you can see him chewing it.
You're going to think
this bit's flaking off.
If he chewed it. If he dropped it, if you caught him and he dropped it and there's like little nibble bits out of it, would you still sort of try and clean it up and still sell it?
Of course you are. You're getting
you're carving a few, but you're going to shape it. Because it is a funny shape. There's no defined shape to it. You know, like a mushroom, which are all genetically modified now anyway. It's like a mushroom shape. Have you never seen, look at the mushrooms in the supermarket that are pre-packed. They all look the same.
Oh, do you say that genetically?
When, if you look at a wild mushroom, not one of them looks the same.
So what do you reckon these mushrooms are? They're done in the lab?
Yeah, probably. You've got a lot. Everything is these days, isn't it? Look at a cucumber. Most of them are pretty similar. Tomatoes.
Yeah, they are, aren't
it's
they?
All GM'd, mate. It's all GM'd.
Carrots.
Yeah, exactly.
Cabbage. Everyone's a
cabbage,
same size.
Cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli. All that. You look in Sainsbury's and you look at broccoli, mate. It's all uniform.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Peppers.
You might get an orange one with a bit of green on it. Do you know what I mean? Or a red one with a bit of green on it. Or a green one with a bit of red on it.
Apples,
again. There's like something like 60,000 variety of apple. That's just in one orchard in Kent.
Bananas.
Exactly my point. It's all GM'd,
mate. If you go into the jungle and you see there's a banana thing, you're probably getting one like that and one like that.
Of course you are.
It's orange.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
What's that other thing?
Easy peeler.
Potatoes.
No, I don't think so much with potatoes.
You're not having potatoes.
I think because potatoes can be harvested really well in this country.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think, if you look at a bag of potatoes, they're never uniform.
Yeah,
I've
even done potatoes.
And you've done, look at Adam's YouTube of his own grown potatoes.
I did some.
So, and I think potatoes can grow in this environment, in our climate.
So what else would you say?
All of it is, all the fresh fruit and veg is all GM'd.
How about that thing that people don't eat that much no more?
What?
Crest.
Crest. No, because you can just go out on your windowsill in 3 weeks.
It's not,
I like a bit of cress.
Yeah, it's got kicked to it.
If you have some cress in a salad, it completely livens it up.
Yeah, but it's like a...
Food tips from the random sheets.
It's like an 80s thing, though, isn't it? No one really has cress no more.
Huh?
No one really has cress
no more. No, didn't you grow out at school in a little margarine tub? You put some tissue in the bottom. Little egg, yeah. You put some tissue in the bottom.
Right, we've got a minute left of the episode. Vince is going to do some facts and then we're going on to the zombie apocalypse.
No, I'm going to take as long as I want. I did get some
facts. I've got to go home. I've got dinner to have.
I cooked him dinner earlier.
I don't want dinner tonight.
I found this yesterday, late last night before I went to bed. And this is like the first time I've ever seen a fact that I've gone, no.
Oh, go on then.
Well, to me it did anyway. Nearly 80% of all animals on Earth have got 6 legs.
Hey?
80% of the animals on Earth. Right, you 100%. Ask someone to name an animal, they're saying dog, cat, lion, elephant.
Yeah, I'm all 4 legs.
80% of the animals in the planet I've got 6 legs.
How six?
Ants. Insects, innit?
Because
they said if humans being died out, human beings, ants will take over the world.
I think
you don't want Planet of the Apes, mate. You want Planet of the Ants.
I think all bees and all that, they have six.
Bees have got 6 legs.
So you don't think... That's like one of them...
It's insects, innit? Insects would rule the world.
Yeah, because you look at me, you pick an ant, 4 ants up, that's probably everyone in the world.
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
Exactly, but it's still a good
that's
fact.
That's a clever one. That is a good fact. That is a good one. It's all right.
I went to a fancy dress party dressed as a chicken and I met a girl dressed as an egg. A question as old as time was answered. The chicken. Think about it.
Yeah, I thought.
2/3 of the world's eggplant, that's...
potatoes.
No, what is it?
Eggplant.
It begins with an A.
Asparagus.
No, the other one. Artichoke. No.
Artichoke.
No, what is it? What's the big black thing?
Ucardo.
Can't think what it's called. Big black eggplant.
Thing. Eggplant.
Yeah, slice it. You know, you slice. What's an eggplant in English?
Huh?
An eggplant.
I never had it.
Aubergine. Aubergine.
Aubergine.
Oh, aubergine.
Is that what it is?
Eggplant. Eggplant is aubergine. They have zucchini, which is courgette, and they have scallions, which is spring onions. Oh.
Who's that?
2/3 of the world's eggplant. So all of the 2/3 of all the aubergines grown in the world, aubergine. Grown in New Jersey. New Jersey.
I don't like aubergine anyway.
New Jersey.
Do you like
New
aubergine?
Jersey. Yeah, it's all right, yeah. Yeah, it's a fat. I have it in the old Indian sometimes. You can get aubergine. It's called brinjal bhaji.
Is it?
Yeah, brinjal bhaji.
Have you ever felt the outside of an aubergine? It's like a rubbery texture.
Yeah, really? It's rubbery. And you have to be careful because it sucks up a load of oil when you cook it.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah, sucks up a load. In 1 minute around the world, 108 people will die and 258 babies will be born while 46,800 photos are uploaded to Instagram, 3,608,640 searches are entered in Google, 4,147,740 videos get viewed on YouTube, and 155,195,280 emails sent in 1 minute.
Wow.
You play that back slowly, listeners, and take that into account in 1 minute.
No, do you know the thing that caught me?
What?
108 people die, but 208 babies are born.
108 so people every die, minute, 200, yeah.
Every so minute we're doubling.
No, every minute 150, yeah, we're more than doubling. Yeah, more than doubling.
Hey.
Yeah, we're doubling. Doubling, hot. What I've been diagnosed with a chronic fear of giants. It's called fifiphobia.
That's not bad.
Right, last one, another maths one. 111,111,111 times 111,111,111 equals 1234567898765432.
Yeah, I've heard something like that. Them ones are quite good.
But who knows these things?
Someone's got a calculator.
Yeah, so anyway, we hope you enjoyed our British invasion of food and our takeover of the world through local cuisines. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you later.
Ta-la!
Bye. That went really quick. I didn't even look at the clock.
That's about dead on half hour.
Was it? Oh, yeah, because you had a bit about a minute at the beginning.
Bit of banter at the start.
Bit of banter at the start, Steve.